In this bulletin, the Austrian government thrown out of office. The fallout continues in the United Kingdom after the shock European Union vote. And in tennis, Ashley Barty secures a spot in the second round of the French Open. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Austrian politicians have voted the government of Conservative Chancellor Sebastian Kurz out of office, passing a motion of no confidence over a corruption scandal. The motion was backed by the Social Democrats and the far-right Freedom Party, which was in coalition with Mr. Kurz until a week ago, when he was embroiled in the video sting and stepped down. Austria's president must now appoint a new chancellor to form a government that can garner parliament's support until the next national election due in September. Despite the decision, Mr. Kurz is vowing to return. Still overseas, and major party leaders in the United Kingdom are surveying the damage from a reduction in support at the European Union elections. But despite an upsurge in support for populist parties, the EU claims pro-bloc forces have succeeded at the ballot box. Preliminary results indicate pro-European parties have kept a firm grip on the EU Parliament, as Liberal and Green parties matched a surge of Eurosceptic parties. Green parties in Germany, France, Britain and elsewhere celebrated big gains in elections for the 751-seat European Parliament amid growing voter concerns over climate change. But far-right and nationalists in Italy, Britain, France and Poland came out on top of their national votes, shaking up politics at home but failing to dramatically alter the balance of pro-European power in the EU Assembly. Voters in the UK deserted the Conservative and Labour parties in droves amid anger over the country's delayed departure from the EU. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the issue can only be resolved by taking it back to the people.
We're listening very carefully to what everyone has to say on this subject. The country is clearly very divided. Farage and the Brexit Party don't offer any agreement with the EU, merely a crashing out, which will cause chaos for jobs and services across this country. I think we do have a responsibility to listen to what everyone has to say and ensure that there is an agreement made and that is then put to a public vote.
United States President Donald Trump says he will continue to support North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's scathing view of former US Vice President Joe Biden, dismissing criticism that he's siding with the dictator against a fellow American. North Korea's state-run news agency issued an attack last week on Mr. Biden, who has been critical of the isolated state. Mr. Trump has targeted Mr. Biden with increasing criticism as the former vice president rises in polls for the Democratic presidential nomination to challenge Mr. Trump in 2020. Mr. Trump's comments come after his national security adviser John Bolton claimed that North Korea's recent missile tests were in violation with UN Security Council resolutions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All I know is that there have been no nuclear tests. There have been no ballistic missiles going out. There have been no long-range missiles going out. And I think that someday we'll have a deal.
In tennis, Australian Ashley Barty has survived a tough match to secure a spot in the French Open second round. The eighth seed beat American Jessica Pegula 6-3, 6-3 to make it 3 from 3 for Australians after Alex de Minaur and Alexei Poprin's earlier victories on the Paris day. It was far from a conventional win from the top-ranked Australian, though, who let handy lead slip in both sets before recovering in time to claim the scrappy win in exactly an hour. Let's check out the weather for today now. In Perth, sunny and 24. In Adelaide, showers and 17. A few showers for Melbourne, 16. Much the same in Hobart, 11 degrees. Partly cloudy, a chilly 10 degrees in Canberra. Sunny in Wollongong and 17. Much the same for Sydney, 19. Sunny for Newcastle as well and 18. In Brisbane, fine weather, 22. In Cairns, a morning shower or 2 and 28. And in Darwin, fine weather, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News. We'll be right back.